Dear Christian friends and hearers, I'd like to repeat that text again for our morning's meditation out of Ephesians. I know you just heard it, but I kind of like it. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that comes visible is light. For this reason, it says, "Awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." We celebrate Epiphany, and we celebrate how Jesus Christ is manifested as both the Son of God and Son of Man. We celebrate the various magi who came and brought him the various gifts. And sometimes we make more of how many there were than why they came. We celebrate about the star that was very peculiar, that it seemed to move and stop and move and stop, and anyone who knows astronomy knows that stars don't move and stop. But this one did. Of course, when God does things, you can't say what he can't do. He does whatever he pleases. And he did this to particularly lead these men to the Savior. We talk about, as Paul mentions here, about being in darkness and walking in light. And perhaps we should talk about Jesus Christ as a light of the world. The good part about Jesus being the light of the world is the fact that as a light, he enlightens us, he calls us, he gives us salvation, and he leads us on the path to righteousness and all the way into heaven by his own grace. As a light, he also exposes things that were once in darkness, yet now can be clearly seen. We as children of God, children of light, should be able to see and see clearly those things that God does not see as good and building him up. At one time, if we never knew Christ, darkness seemed like light. And sometimes darkness was preferred because we did our little thing not wanting to be seen. But when you walk in the light of Christ, there's nowhere to hide. It's all clearly there. It's right in front of you. He exposes those things that some, even us, thought could be hidden. He says, "I see that. I know that." He brings it out. But in doing so, he does something with the people of light. He exposes the people of light, not as those kind of people that are to be pushed away, washed away, and condemned, but he exposes them as his own people who have been cleansed of deeds of darkness, any kind of thing that displeases God. But those who walk worthy of the calling which he gave them in Jesus Christ. Paul says quite a few things that we can't develop fully here this morning because in the short time we have, I don't see how it's possible. Let's pick out a few, though. You were formerly in darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light. Do we do that? Do we know what walking as children of light happens to be? Does that mean just walk your normal way, do your normal thing, forget the fact that there has been a change in you? Is walking as a child of light trying to point a finger at someone else, or is it trying to help someone? Is walking as a child of light to build up or to destroy? Is walking as a child of light knowing your own limitations and dealing with yourself as a child of God rather than point to someone else who lacks something that you already know how to do? How does a child of light live? Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. On our campus, we have various Bible studies. We have books about and well written too, the pastor and his devotions, the wife and his devotions. And I guess one thing bothers me about that. The writers have recognized one thing that all of us should have recognized a long time ago. That's not too much learning about the Word of God in a very concise way. There's talking about it. There's talking to it. There's analyzing of it. But applying it and learning what does God say, it seems that's a little shallow. As the professors try and teach, they see blank faces sometimes. What do you mean when you say sanctification? Walk in light. It's light. Can't you see it? And students, they may ask a question about, well, I was reading something this morning and I got confused on that. We don't have time for that. That's next lecture. Maybe 2 weeks from now, we'll talk about that. Both sides can be confused about trying to do what is right in the sight of the Lord because you have to start here. Maybe both are assuming too much, that each one knows a lot about the light, but won't share it on the same level where each one can be enlightened. Now, this is not a put down. Don't think of that. It's simply a thing that if we are to learn to do what is right in the Lord's sight, we have to start with His Word. That simple Word of God that lays it out for us. That's why we're here, to be under shepherds of Jesus Christ, to teach and administer the sacraments, the Word of God. If we don't know that, we're in big trouble. Let no one deceive you with empty words, Paul says earlier, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon some of the sons of disobedience. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. Have you ever had a brother or a sister knowingly doing evil? They told you they were doing evil, and you said, it's not my affair. It's up to them. They want to do evil. That's I got my own thing. I got so much to take care of, my own life. I can't afford to get in trouble. And he wouldn't even advise them that maybe this is not the right thing to do. By expose, I don't think Paul says make a spectacle of. Now, if you see over here, people of darkness, people way over there who are really out to lunch, and they just glory in their shame, you have to expose that. How can we as Christians make no difference in ourselves and those who hate Christ? You have to say, what is the difference? What has enlightened us? How can we as Christians say that we are in Christ? And when Paul uses the we, often in Ephesians, say we were once children of darkness. We were once. How can we not say what is a thing of darkness? And how can we ignore what can bring us right back into darkness if we don't yield and if we don't use that which God has given us in His Word and through His Spirit? Are you doing that? Do you find yourselves enlightened in God's Word? Try not so much to say, I'm here and they're there, or do you find yourself trying to really say, I want to relate to my brother, wherever he is, or sister, in a way that Christ wants me to? I want to learn how to do those things that God delights in. And I want to put aside those things that He is displeased with. That is not an easy task. I find it very difficult. The easiest thing for me to do is to do negative things. That's very easy. It takes no practice. I was born that way with sin. The hardest thing for me to do from a natural point of view is what God wants me to. But I have that power, as any believer has, to talk down that old man, fight him, subdue him. And even if I do, it doesn't make me better than anybody. It just makes me doing what I ought to do. It doesn't give me a star in my crown, or it doesn't make me really stand above anyone. It says, if you are a child of light, act enlightened. Paul encourages us not even to speak of those things which they, the children of darkness, do in secret. Some of the things they do are deplorable. Don't even joke about them. Sometimes I wonder, when we see and hear about dirty jokes on campus and all kinds of catcalls and all kinds of other things that we laugh about, but say, well, that's just human, do we remember this? Maybe some of you should take this little text in Greek and look over some of the words. Kind of challenging. Those who are Greek profs already know this. It's pretty rough. Some of the things we jest about that can be destructive. We are told not to walk as children of light. Jesus is the light of the world. Now, that light does two things, as I said before. It either lets us know where we are to walk, or it exposes where we are not. Light has a habit of doing those things. It brightens the whole room. You see the sun shining in right behind me. It illuminates. It doesn't care what's over there. It still shines on it and says, that's what's there. It will catch us in the act, either of sanctification, doing God's thing, or of defaming Him. We want to have the light of Christ, and we have that light by faith. We shouldn't have to worry about the latter, caught defaming. We sin, true enough, but no matter what we do, if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we'll put every effort forth to glorify and let our light so shine that men may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. We want to walk as children of light, which means take inventory of yourself before you try and take inventory of someone else. See where you are. I need to see where I am. Then we can walk in the light, as children of light, and not as a man who walks in a light, but not as a child of light. May it please Almighty God, then, that by His grace, we are called by Jesus Christ to be His shepherds and under shepherds and Christians. May continue to remember the grace of God, which takes away sin, forgives sins, restores us, enlightens us, makes us valuable in the sight, continue to live as children of light, helping one another, loving one another, forgiving one another, even as Christ has forgiven us. May God grant this in His holy name's sake. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.